We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it was 32 years ago this year, if my math is correct, that the Bad Boys won their first of two championships. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the main cogs of the Bad Boys, the color analyst of Detroit Piston basketball right here in 97.1 The Ticket, and somebody who I've known since he played for the Washington Bullets with Jeff Rulin and company, the one, the only, Rick Mahorn. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing? What's going on?
Not too much. Curious.
What'd it do?
What'd you think last night?
Oh, it was, you know, it was, it just gave hope to the Pistons this year, because when you look at it, that team was comprised of, you know, a few trades. One of them for Chris Middleton, we gave him a gift.
Yeah.
But it was more like, you know, seeing Giannis dominate the way that his body has been incredible. I mean, I thought he was going for the beginning of the playoffs, and next thing you know, he had this this miracle recovery, and I said, wow, this is exciting. And it wasn't a Willis Reed moment. It was more of a Giannis is going to give you 50. And I'm like, oh, Lord, he's just giving it to him inside, out, a little bit of outside, and making his free throws. That was huge. So, you know, once he started making his free throws, I'm saying, this is over. This is over.
When you see the celebration after and those moments, does it take you back to 89 at all? Do you have some flashbacks?
Well, we went on the road. It's crazy that, you know, when you look at the Pistons, the only team to win at home was the 04 boys. And it was that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of emotion. So when we won on at the Forum. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, we're dancing on another team's floor, and that's the best part of it, because you're rubbing salt in the wound. But it was, you know, winning the championship is huge always when you look at it. If you have your sights set on when you're making it into the league, not only looking to have a good living, but to win championships. I mean, you play this game to be the best. Why not be the best in the world?
You're doing the games for this team for a long time on the radio here at 97.1 The Ticket. Mm-hmm. And look, they haven't won a playoff game since, what, 2008. But for the first time, even though the team only won 20 games, I think the fans are pretty excited, even before we even get to the lottery, about what Troy Weaver and Dwayne Casey has developed with this young group, because they really played hard. And if you want to say they tanked the right way.
No, I mean, I don't look at you know, records and things like that. I look at production on the court. Mm-hmm. When you look at the pieces that Troy Weaver has picked, I mean, he just knocked it out of the park with those, as he calls it, I think the freshman four or something like that, where you got Hayes, Stewart, and also Sadiq Bey, and then you also got Saban Lee. You know, you have to get players that come here with the mindset. You know how Detroit is, don't
yep.
you? Y'all both know how Detroit mm-hmm. is in Michigan. It's about hard work. And that's where, you know, people accept you, even though, you know, when your other sports teams are struggling as well. But when you look at it, you just want to have that that lunch pail attitude. And I think these guys have finally embraced that, instead of just saying, okay, well, we're here just to play. No, this is not Hollywood. This is Detroit. And you have to respect people making their hard-earned money to support you.
When you look at and you take into account what you just said, the fact mm-hmm. that there's a lot of hard work going into this, we like what Dwayne Casey's doing. We've seen what Troy Weaver's doing. And now you have the number one pick overall. How mm-hmm. does a player like a Cade Cunningham or a Jalen Green, whoever that would be, before we talk about them individually, how would those guys fit in, and how do you acclimate them to that environment?
Well, you acclimate them to this environment because it's you set the standards from top. You have to make sure that you come in here with the focus of being prepared to play hard. It's not like you're going to win a lot of games, but this is, you know, this is a process. And the process is, you know, learning, adapting, and knowing your teammates. So if it's Cunningham, the first pick, you know, you have to look at is what you either you need or what talent that you can, you know, or is it a talent thing? And I think, you know, Cade Cunningham comes across the board and everybody's draft board is the number one pick. So it all depends on what Troy and Casey, what they're looking at, what do they foresee in the future. And that's the best part of having the number one pick. Can you make a mistake sometimes? But this is, you know, you're hoping. This is the draft now is not like it was back in the day. It's like you're creating potentially the best person in that draft class, because if you have to go back and back, you know, if you go redraft, and we can't go back in the past and say, okay, if we'd have did this, we'd have did that. If, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
I know. I do that all the time.
What do you see when you see Cade Cunningham? I know you've covered college sports. You obviously, you know, follow the Pistons. You're going to be following the draft. What do you see when you look at Cade Cunningham as a player?
You know, you see some, and that's what, you know, when Bill and I would go over the draft, or even when I was in the league with the Atlanta Hawks, I had to call, you know, people, who's this comparison to a guy that's in the past? Who's the throwback guy that you can kind of emulate? And I remember talking to Isaiah about T-Mac. Tracy McGrady. And I said, what did you see in T-Mac at 18? He said, I saw a skilled Scottie Pippen that can shoot. And I was like, okay, I see that. And this one with Cade Cunningham, you look at a guy that can play multiple positions on the floor, but you also can spread the ball, you know, assist, getting people involved, and also can shoot it. Reminds me a lot of Grant Hill. And I'm just using that comparison because when Grant came in this league, Grant was like, oh, shoot, this guy is about to, you know, do his thing. Like, you know, you look at him in Duke when they won that championship. His potential, his ability to jump, he's 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", and that's, you know, I look at him like that. Could he be Grant, to be in Grant Hill's company when he wasn't hurt? That's a good evaluation of a guy.
And Rick Mahorn joins us here on the Stoney and Jansen program. It was announced the other day that at the Little Caesars Arena, there's going to be a section called the Cure Insurance Club, which is basically like a cool bar and a nice area behind the basket. And you are now the ambassador for Cure Insurance. What makes Cure Insurance, Cure Auto Insurance, so good?
Well, it's built on a non-traditional model. You know, a lot of times when, and I really did my homework on this, astounding. Of course, I do read a little bit, you know. But, I, when you look at a company that says, you know, not judging you on your credit score, and you go like, because some people are struggling. I mean, come on, everybody doesn't have, you know, this pristine, this credit. But when you look at it, it's like, okay, don't take advantage of someone's down. You got to try to pull somebody up. And this is what Cure has done. Went to, Washington, to approve this. And they base it on, you know, how you drive. I mean, not a lot of people that are, you know, have great credit scores, but they drive very good. And I found this out when I came up to Detroit. Don't judge me for, you know, who I am, but judge me for the person that I can be as a driver. And this is what Eric Poe and Cure Insurance wants to do with this reform bill, with the internal legislative part of it. And the aspect of it is to give people a chance to, you know, try to, you know, give them a good rate and not necessarily, you know, gouge them.
How's Champy going to keep you from not going to the Cure Club during the game?
Well, you know what? That's another thing. So if you go to the Cure Club just because it is insurance based, don't drink and drive. Please don't do that. Do something dumb like that. But it's a point. It's a point of progress to come. That Cure coming from the East Coast, where I'm very familiar with coming into Michigan, and giving Michiganders a better look and a better term for their insurance. Is, you know, is like I said, they judge them for your driving record and not necessarily judging you for your credit score, because there's some crazy stuff that goes on when you do look at the fine print of a lot of things.
A couple of quick things. I read recently where you said you never saw The Last Dance. Is that correct?
That is correct, Stoney. I ain't had time. That's like you going to the bathroom during the game.
Okay. Well, that was going to bring my next thing. I don't know if John know that story.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Please share.
Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. Hey, no. You do it the best way. So we're in D.C. Stoney had to replace Champion because he had to do TV. So I'm saying, you know.
Well, it was Miami.
Oh, it was Miami.
Yeah, it was Miami and Charlotte. Miami? I had to do two play-by-play games.
Yeah.
With Rick.
Look, the games go by so quick in my mind. You know, you can't remember where you were yesterday. At least now with the pandemic kind of easing up, but people still be aware. But it was like this. It was like, man, I have to go to the bathroom. I said, man, go. You know, go. But I got to do the book. I said, I can handle it. And I couldn't stop laughing because he's looking at me with this expression like a little kid where they got to go to the bathroom and relieve themselves. Man, I couldn't stop laughing. So every time I see him, I try to get some Depends or something. Hey, here you go. You can just sit here and just do it yourself.
He was doing the dance.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to wait till a timeout. The bathroom was not as close to the broadcast facility as it should have been.
But you know, I've been, you know, Mark Champion is – just looking at him, the way that he, you know, you learn from everybody that you meet in life, and the professional that Mark Champion is, that, you know, I know how to do play-by-play.
Yeah.
It's just fun to be, just to sit there and see Stoney sweat.
Well played.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, Rick, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. I know you'll probably be at the draft parties and all this kind of stuff.
I will be there.
It seems like the Pistons are getting back slowly but surely to where we want them to be, and that's the most important thing.
And that is true. You know, Troy Weaver came in here, and, I mean, it was like slice and dice. Okay, we need to do this, and this. And you want to know something? It's about, like he's proposed, you have to restore. You don't have to, you know, rebuild something if you're already trying to restore this Piston pride that we have here. And, you know, both of you guys know, being native Michigan, being in Michigan, you want to win. And from the Lions to the Tigers to the Red Wings to the Pistons to every team, U of M, MSU, this is a hard-working state, and that's what we want to do. We want to win.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have safe. Be safe. Bye.
All right. That's Rick Mahorn. Join us here on the Stoney and Jansen program. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.